evening. As I contemplate the waste that is a living mind, the moon, thin as a sabre, darkens in the sky. More slender than my fingernail, or so I want to think. As if I could truly snatch it down, as if my being here and now could matter more than a folly of flies dancing towards the extinction of light on a puddle. Above me, the veins of a cirrus, livid a moment ago, drained bloodless now, grey gossamer of a blush turned to dust. Walt Whitman did not fear self-contradiction. He was large. He contained multitudes. So let me find a way to dignify myself and cut the loss, as he did. No more I'll plead than any scanty face on Southwark Bridge. Conspirators we seem to be, if only in oblivion, each of us slipping by insidious degrees into an empire of levelled shade. My neighbour says your inner voice keeps bright. It stays the same. Only the flesh falls, she says. Yet even laughter thickens, wheezing like a superannuated gramophone, piping your chronicles of wasted time, of hollowed afternoons, into ears of those who, less than ever, need to know. But I need to believe that the fact and act of thought are more than fortuitous. I want to believe that somebody out there cares. I have to believe I have the right. I'm a middle-aged man, as now I never tire of saying. They should have told me years ago how consciousness is tyranny and how predestination sets you free. Let fly the caged bird from chattered words. To take flight needs no vindication. A dance lives in and on and for itself. Don't pull it down. There is no recklessness in a dominion shorn of purpose. Its dynamic is serene, complete. Balletic tension, wrought of spontaneity and determinism, is what holds it fast. Causeless and requited by itself. All meant to be, and nothing meant at all. As the great space of creation outpaces us all, it does not need us. If evening envelops, as it does, an oceanic shoal of little worlds, cooling like basalt or labradorite, it is no matter.